Dear black people, my name is Danny Matherson. I am 6 years old and live in West Plains, New Jersey. Today at school, we learned about slavery and how mean people were to the slaves. I think that was bad, and I'm glad that there are no more slaves anymore and that black people have freedom. I am sorry for all of the things that white people did to black people, and I hope you are not sad about it anymore. Love, Danny. P.S. Could you give my daddy his lawnmower back?
Dear Danny Matherson, shut the fuck up! We got half a mind to come kick your ass and the asses of all y'all motherfuckers in West Plains, New Jersey. Drop your faggot ass shit with your I hope you ain't sad no more. I'm sorry for all the things white people done bullshit. You can't apologize for 400 motherfucking years of oppression with some half-ass school project and expect everything to be peaches and cream. If we ever see you, we will kick your fucking ass so hard that candy will come out. Sincerely, the black people. P.S. Fuck your dad's lawnmower. We don't even got that shit no more.
All systems go. Prepare for countdown. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Blast off to adventure in the amazing year 400 billion.
Obscene, dirty, filthy, immoral.
What are you people? On dope?
Kaboom! Hello and welcome to the Jam Hole. Today is Monday, December 1st, 2008. If you're keeping track, my name's Matt.
And my name's Ben. How's everybody doing tonight?
Hi, Ben!
Hi, Matt.
How are you?
I am fantastic, man.
Awesome. Thank you guys so much for checking out episode 120 of this motherfucking shit. We do live every Monday, Wednesday, Friday around 7 or 8 p.m., depending on what the fuck is going on. So, we got Ben back on the show because Matt was going to do it. He was all excited. He's like, it's Monday. Start off another week doing jam hole shows because Braden's working. And I guess he ended up finally getting a job. Can you take a shot in the fucking dark of where he's working now?
What?
I'll give you a hint. It's where his girlfriend is working now also.
Really?
Yeah.
Well, that's exciting for Matt.
What do we know about relationships that people that work together and live together,
you can have sex in the freezer,
they generally don't sleep together for much longer, or she'll catch him having sex with someone that's not her in the freezer.
Hopefully.
So yeah, thank you guys so much for listening Monday night show. If you are listening live, thejamhole.com/chats where everyone's hanging out at, and thejamhole.com/feedback is where you will type shit that we will read on the show. And while we were getting ready for the show, I noticed Braden had hopped into thejamhole.com/chat.
What?
And I was like, what the fuck? You're supposed to be at work. And I guess his poeo tummy got hurt and he started throwing up all over the place. Mm-hmm. So he's at home. So that's all right. It's okay, Braden. But he did tell me a little something that I was supposed to ask you about. So everyone that's been a fan of the show, that listens to the show, they know who Marcus is. Marcus is the retard farmer, your roommate.
Ex-roommate.
Why don't you go ahead and tell us about that? What happened? Or should I just tell you what Braden told me happened and then you can
tell
defend
me that.
Yourself?
You tell me that.
Okay, well, apparently, I'm not saying allegedly is the word I guess I should use.
I suppose.
Allegedly, you just kind of left and didn't give him like good notice and kind of stole some of his stuff.
Stole his stuff?
What did you steal, Ben?
I don't know if I stole anything.
His
but
virginity? Did you steal that?
I don't think
if I look in your backpack right now, will
nobody
I find,
wants that shit, man.
Will I find Marcus's virginity if I look in there right now?
No.
I will look in there.
Okay, cool. All
so right. What happened?
So anyway, Marcus and I, well, I'm on probation right now currently, so I
why?
I was selling drugs.
And how did you get caught, Ben?
I was speeding down the road.
You, again, just like all the stories we read, people that have $500,000 worth of drugs and they got like a fucking taillight out or they don't signal or some bullshit. You know you have drugs on you, yet you thought it was a good idea to speed.
This is the worst idea. It was a bad idea.
Hindsight, right?
I also had my brights on. on Main Street.
Failure to dim.
So I just wanted to say I was slightly retarded. I can't really defend myself on that one because I was just not smart about it.
So you got pulled over for the headlight thing.
Right.
And then the cop was like, license and registration, meow.
Yep.
And then what happened? Were you like, I have ecstasy and pot. I'm sorry.
Yeah,
I'm sorry.
Just started chanting that and running down the road. No. I don't know. I just had a little bag in my pocket, and that's when they found that. I actually had no license, no registration. That wasn't good either.
Does that creep you out talking about that? Well, not only are we recording live streaming audio sound through the internet, but we also have the Evrio there recording the show for video purposes.
I was not smart. That's all I can say.
I'm an idiot.
Yeah, like how do you defend yourself on that?
So what? How did it happen? They're like, get out of the car, we're gonna search it, or like what happened?
Well, yeah, they pull you out and they say they're gonna search it, and then you say no, you're gonna get a warrant, and then they take you to jail.
Really?
And that's when you go sit in jail.
What was his probable cause for wanting to search you? Because you didn't dim your lights?
Oh, because I had a 10 sack in my pocket.
And you were just like, license, registration, and do you want this dime bag I have in
my
pocket?
No, they're like, cop out, we'll search you. And I was like, I got a knife in my pocket. And they took that, and I was like, okay. And then they searched me down, and I was just like, oh, yeah, I guess I had a 10 sack in my pocket.
They found it, or you pulled it out and
no,
was
they
like,
found
here.
That. They found that, but they didn't find anything else. I told them to get a warrant, and then I just went to jail for a while.
Did they even get a warrant, or they're just like, nah, we'll
supposedly they got a warrant. They took me to the cop shop, so whatever that means, and they're chilling at my car. I'm sure they just went and fondled everything.
Really?
Yeah.
Did you have an attorney or anything?
No.
Really?
Yeah, no, I didn't have an attorney. I got an attorney. They appointed me one while I was in jail.
MDS says, very smart. Never, never, never consent to a search. You should have. What you should have done is when he was out of his car and you're still in yours, and he was like, license and registration, you like act like you're going for it, and then just fucking slam it in gear and take off.
Or you just go backwards and hit him, and then you fucking take off.
Right.
Okay, yeah. So anyway.
So note to self, what are you going to do next time that happens?
Not sell drugs. Children.
What the fuck does that have to do with it?
All right, so then, okay, with Marcus.
Yeah, what? So,
I'm not really sure.
First of all, where are you living at now? With your girlfriend?
Yes.
Or? Okay.
Yeah.
So is this another girl like the other girl you came on and talked a bunch of shit about and then felt kind of bad for doing?
No.
Okay.
New girlfriend.
Is she still a whore bitch?
I don't know. I don't talk to her.
Haven't talked to her?
Yeah.
Okay.
That's a good call.
Okay. So now you ditched Marcus and stole his shit to go live at your
girlfriend's
house.
I did not steal his shit. Where did this come from? Okay. I just want to say.
Where's my fucking bell?
Okay. All right.
Okay.
So
where's my bong?
Supposedly I stole shit. I don't know how that came up. I do know this is all I know. He might be a little pissed because I happen to take the
His fucking
toothbrush. No. I took the modem so that I could get my DSL hooked up again.
Whose modem was it?
It was mine on my account.
Okay.
I paid for that shit.
Hey,
we went half and half.
Hey, you don't have to get all defensive.
Hey, you
dude.
Chill.
It's okay.
I'm explaining.
Explain.
And you're talking. And you shouldn't be. All right, so then there were three power strips when we moved in. I found two of them in the house. I don't know where the other one went, but the other one was actually the one I started out with. I stole the other one when it was left at this house that I was moving out of at the time before I moved in with Marcus. I took that one, so I had two.
You had stolen it prior to.
No, I wouldn't say stolen. I'd definitely say that
it was abandoned and you gave it a home.
Yes.
I'll holler at that. That's cool.
Yeah, I'm down with that. All right, so I take that, of course. Why wouldn't I? And then right before I moved out, I was like, is this going to be a big deal? Is Marcus going to be pissed if I take this power strip? I fucking needed it, so I took it. I also ended up taking most of the food I paid for, the desk I paid for, everything that I actually owned, some of the silverware. We kind of all just was jumbled up at one point.
It sounds like before you moved in, you and him should have signed a prenup so that when you guys broke up and went your separate ways, you would have your stuff and he would have his.
Yeah, that's a genius idea.
I know, right? Instead of fighting over, you know.
Yeah, I don't know. Apparently,
what
Braden,
did you guys? What,
Braden? You're the one that talked to him about stealing, because I'd like to hear about that.
Yeah,
I'll go talk to
you.
Him.
Keep explaining, and I'll find what he said.
All right, yeah, get these quotes, quote unquote. This is from Marcus, but I didn't feel like I stole anything. In fact, I told him, I gave him a couple weeks' notice, and you know, I just couldn't live with him being on probation, considering the incident. He's chilling out, doing his thing, and some of those things that he enjoys and participates in, I can't have around me.
What? Like what? Like what?
I'm not going to go there.
Cough and cold is something you mentioned earlier. So yeah. Does Marcus like doing the fucking the DXM, the cough and cold?
I don't know if he takes it, but I would assume so. How did since he there get, are many in his house.
How did he get introduced to that?
I mentioned I've done it in the past.
But you weren't like, here's a box for you, a box for me, let's go.
No. Ew, that stuff...
That Man, stuff is bad.
Sometimes when you look at it, you gag. If you've done it a lot, you know what I'm talking about.
I've done it a few times, and the last time I did it, I think I told this story on the show before, but we were driving, and I was not driving. I was passenger, but I ended up like hanging my head out the window and just puking for like, it seemed like hours, but yeah, driving
dude,
up the
so
Lone
gross.
Pine Road or somewhere up by Foy's, and yeah, I just... After that, dude, it's like the pins and needly feeling of salvia with just the head trip of fucking...
God knows what.
I don't know.
It always
PCP.
reminded me of like just being drunk off my ass with my friends, but also just like slightly tripping balls. So you're really disoriented.
Yeah.
You're probably smoking a bunch of weed at the time too. So that's just killer.
Robo tripping.
You get these fucking waves of God knows what coming in and your vision's all blurred. And I remember times where I'd be looking at somebody and I'd have to squint one eye real hard just so I could see straight. And they'd be like, what the fuck? And I'd be like, whoa, dude.
Okay, so I found what he said here.
What did he say?
Braden says, tell Ben he's a piece of shit for fucking Marcus over. So,
oh, good.
Ben, now that we're recording video here, I'll edit later, live audio here to whoever's listening.
Right.
Ben.
Yeah.
You're a piece of shit? I don't appreciate how you fucked over our retard farmer.
What did I do, man?
Okay. And then I said, what happened? And Braden says, well, he told Marcus he was moving out and gave him like a week's notice or something. And then he just moved out one day and took some of Marcus's stuff, too. And so Marcus only has like 5 days to find a place to go.
This is not true. None of that
You're
is true.
You're a piece of shit.
And...
And I couldn't be happier to have you on the show tonight.
All right. Well, also in my defense, which I don't even need a fucking defense because I had to get out of that situation.
He's a retard farmer. I mean, do you really need to? What do you say to that?
Anyway,
I think, like Marcus. He's nice.
I like Marcus too.
I couldn't live with him though.
I had to move out, but I also he pretty much said he's not moving out. I let him know like so long ago, like, hey, this is going to happen. And like,
oh, so he knew that you were going. You didn't set a date, but he
I didn't
knew
set a date, but
were,
I let him know like at least two or three weeks ago.
This isn't permanent. What we have here, me snuggling with you every night and stuff like that's going to end soon.
No, he sleeps on his futon in a separate room.
You don't sleep with him?
No.
Oh, but from what Braden had explained to me, you guys were like cuddly.
Oh, good.
Stuff.
Thank you, Braden. anyway,
I'm kidding.
So where were we at here? Oh, okay. I also told him that I needed money. I was going to pay my rent, and I told him I was going to pay the rent for December, which I still have the intention of doing. But if he gets the hell out of there, we both get our deposit back, and we don't have to pay rent for December. So it's in his best interest to keep $375, get $375 back, and find a new place, which he could
easily
do.
You hear that, Marcus? It is in your best interest.
You hear that?
To come over to my house right now and kick Ben's fucking ass on the cameras.
Oh, my God.
Actually, I did have a little surprise for you.
Yes.
How freaked out would you be if I said, we have Marcus here. He's been hiding the whole time. And this was a whole master plan. How awesome would that be? Marcus, why don't you come on out, bud?
What?
Marcus? Shit. So, how's life now? You're living with your girlfriend. Is it happy?
I am. Yeah, it's nice, dude.
Working, doing the call center job?
No.
Call what
center
do you do?
I work at Sportsman Ski
House. Oh, yeah. I was thinking you worked at the call center.
Tell Teletech.
Ooh.
Not yeah. into that
Smell-a-tech, as I like to call it.
I used to call it Teletron because I actually...
That's funny. Smell-a-tech.
Oh, I get it. Like smell instead of tell.
Okay.
I get it.
Okay.
No, it was good.
It's good.
All right, so now I'm living with her. It's pretty sweet. I'm just going to produce beats and hang out.
Does she rap? Is she into your beats?
Nah, I don't know. Maybe.
Maybe.
If she is, that's cool.
Yeah.
I don't know. Hmm. Are you into my beats?
I don't know. Kind of. I might be. We'll see what develops. So I went and ate dinner with my grandparents tonight again. All right. We did it last night. And I swear to God, like, it reminds me why they just, like, I can't spend too much time with them. Among the fact that they're old, right? So, old grandparents. But, like, they just have these just annoying fucking things that they do. Like, my grandpa will start telling a story, and my grandma will just, like, look at him and do that. You know, that clicking sound with your tongue, like...
Like she disapproves of everything
like,
he has to
like,
say.
Like a sigh of disgust, but in a more, not vocal, but a more snappy kind of sound. It's just like... And then she sighs. Like, shut up. And it, like I said before, they've been married for like over 60 years. And just when I was there, she would always fucking do that. And it would just drive me fucking crazy. But like, you can't just be like, hey... Can you stop going? That's so fucking annoying. And then they're, I'm almost embarrassed. I don't like going out to eat with them because nothing, I don't know if it's because they're old or if it's just what, I don't know what it is, but like nothing is ever, ever, ever good enough for them when they go to places. Like,
yeah, dude.
They're the kind of people that make waiters just hate their fucking job because it's like this and that and can I do this instead and can you turn off the heat and it's cold and this isn't cooked enough and it just like it never ends. It's like you've lived over 85 years. Just fucking deal with it. Like, could you go through your whole life and just...
No.
Be they're, like that?
You know that they're miserable do because they, of those actions.
Do you just grow into that then? Like, just the older you get, the more you expect? Because it should be the opposite. Like, the older you get, the more you know how humanity is just failing, and you should just learn to expect absolutely nothing.
Yeah, dude.
So then when something good does happen, you're like, fuck yeah, I was not expecting that at all.
Oh, that's good.
You mean I plugged in this camera and it just fucking worked? Holy shit, I did not expect that. So after we went and ate at Anna's New Grill, the place I made the menus for, and it was actually really fucking awesome food. Like, I haven't eaten there yet, but... really good. And then the bill came and it's like almost $200.
What?
We're like, whoa, dude. But it was like that tonight too. We went to this place out in the middle of fucking nowhere way up in Lakeside called the Tamarack.
Oh, that place
have
is
have you
good.
Ever been there?
Yeah, I like,
the steak was so awesome. And they were like, oh, mine's not cooked enough, that's rare. But then they wouldn't send it back like right away. They would start eating some of it and just continue to bitch about it while they're fucking eating it. And I'm just like, just ball, dude. I was halfway like embarrassed that they're just like that, and then halfway just pissed because she's going and he's like bitching about it not being while he's still eating it, and it just drove me fucking nuts. And I was totally pissed because we're way out in Lakeside and there's no cell service, so I'm like trying to look on the internet to kill time and ignore the fucking sound, and it's like loading so slow, and I just got more pissed and but it was cool. I guess they're going home tomorrow, so it's like the last farewell.
At least you got a free meal or a couple of free meals.
That's why I work at Anna's on Saturdays, is so that I can have free meals. Like, I don't need them to...
Oh, that's classy.
But it's nice to see them, but it just reminds me like that I'm glad I don't see them all the time. Like,
yeah,
it's a once a year, if that, kind of treat, I guess. I don't know. Is that normal? Like, are people, are you like that with your grandparents?
No. My grandparents
they
are
live
awesome.
Here?
Yeah, they live here. They're cool about everything.
Maybe that's why. Cause
they don't
they
bitch
in...
a lot. They laugh a lot. And
yeah.
They really
are
laugh.
They in their late 80s, though?
My grandpa is... Because
I'm older than
87.
You.
87.
Really?
My grandma's like 66.
How old are you?
I'm 21.
Oh, shit.
I'll be 22 next month.
Holla.
Yeah.
So...
Yeah.
Do you have anything else you want to settle before we do some confessions and the show?
I'm not sure where I'm at on any of it. I hope that I didn't ruin a relationship over a power strip that's actually mine.
Dude, if I would have known, I would have just gave it to you.
Yeah, if I would have known, you're going to cry about it. That's ridiculous.
I'm not going to bro you like that. I mean, come on, man.
Oh, my gosh, dude. Yeah, you're not getting broed down on this one, man. That was mine.
I wonder,
it had like chunks of vomit probably from Braden at one point on it.
Where's
literally.
Braden at right now? I need to hear this.
Why aren't you on our chat right now?
He's probably throwing up more. So, hey, why don't you tell me the first thing you told the first thing out of your mouth when I started setting the mic up for you?
On which part? Oh, yeah. That's gross, dude.
Say it. What is it?
What? Mic smells bad, dude.
Is it the mic or the pop filter?
I'm pretty sure it's the pop filter. There's pieces of food stuck in it. In, like, the grains of it, dude. That's chunks of shit from someone's mouth from not brushing their teeth.
I'm still...
Do you get that? That's what I'm smelling. I've kind of, got a headache from it.
Oh, no. I'm still kind of new to this whole podcasting thing. I don't know if you know this or not. Maybe you're aware, but I don't know if you're supposed to change the pop filters, or if each separate guest should have their own, so they're not...
Other people's nasty food?
Yeah, because, see, I don't notice it, because I always have mine, but, people switch off on that one, and the one that's in the fucking bedroom.
Someone... Just hit us up with a letter or a note of some sort. Let us know if we change this thing out, because this is not cool.
You need to just bring your own.
Yeah, I'll bring my own.
Made your own homemade one, just made out of pantyhose and shit. dude, guys, this is the best I could do. I'm poor right now.
I'll just, weave it to my hands and hold up a circle while I talk the whole night.
It'll be like a little fucking dream catcher, just holding it up, talking through it, whispering all of your dreams, hoping at least one of them comes true. All right, well, do you have anything else you need to get off your chest before we do some confessions?
Not that I can think of.
All right, well, if any of these confessions remind you of anything that may have gone wrong in your life recently, then, feel free to let it out.
If it's fucking gay dudes dating, four other people...
I don't know. I haven't looked through all these.
Then I can't relate.
These are freestyle, I like to call it.
Okay.
All right. It's okay. I don't know what the fuck I'm doing anymore. Does that sound familiar?
On occasion. As I'm searching through my backpack for my phone.
What are you looking for?
I was looking for my phone, kind of.
Why? Is it ringing?
No, I was going to text.
Why? Are you done?
Well, no, it's just...
Did I lose your interest already?
I don't know. No.
You need to sit there and pay attention. You need to be an active listener.
I'm an active listener.
We had this guest on the show once a while ago, and he said that. He's like,
I think that was me.
Oh, it was you.
It was me saying that to Matt.
My 9-year-old cousin was diagnosed with diabetes yesterday. Diabetes. I love that song. Since I'm diabetic, and have been since I was 7, my parents seem to really want me to go visit him in the hospital. They're like, hey, you guys will have something to talk about now. That's so awesome.
You guys can relate.
Here, go ahead. Yeah, you can tell him what it's like first finding out, and he'll tell you what it's like to live with it. It'll be fun. I think they want me to give him advice and talk to him or something. Holy shit, I totally called that. And I did not read this prior to.
Oh, good deal.
Yeah, I know, right? Fucking ding the bell for that. But I don't know what the fuck I'm supposed to tell him. You could start with that. Sorry, kid. Your life is probably going to suck a lot more from here on out, and the frustration you will feel over this happening to you will never fade. I don't know. I feel like they want me to help him through this, but I don't have a fucking clue how to do that. That's so awesome. They're like putting the whole weight of his poor diabetic cousin on his shoulders. His poor 9-year-old diabetic cousin. They're like, who can we get to talk to him? Who do we know that has diabetes? Oh, yeah, our son. He has fucking diabetes.
Go check it out for us, kid.
Here, you guys can sleep over and take each other's blood tests together.
Oh.
That's not what kids are supposed to do together. Friday, May 12th, 2006. Let me take you back. Where were you Friday, May 12th, 2006?
Friday, May 12th?
2006.
I have no idea, dude.
Well, this person was at work. It's my hot boss's girlfriend's birthday, and it's also the day my grandma died. What's the relevance? I do not know. My aunt called me.
This is awesome.
My aunt called me to tell me the news around noon. I walked into the bathroom and cried, not so much for the fact that my grandma died, even though, of course, I felt sad, but for my aunt, because I love her so much. She is the kindest person in the world. I hate to see her cry. What does that have to do with your hot boss's girlfriend's birthday?
Now he has to miss it.
Am I just not making the connection? But he's not sad about that. He's sad for his aunt because he loves her so much.
I'd probably be sad about both.
At the same time, or would you give it equal
mostly
parts?
Mostly a hot chick.
Yeah?
Missing out on the hot chick's birthday.
More so than the grandma dying.
Not the grandma dying, but like my aunt's sadness for the grandma dying.
But it's like you expect that, right? You're an adult. You know.
When people die,
after you
sad.
Grow up, you get old, and then you die.
Well, yeah.
Right? So
yeah, that's pretty expected.
It was, okay.
Doesn't
so,
make it any easier to go through.
Call it reading the future, but I think that's...
Well, oh, you're right.
Yeah.
We should rejoice.
Well, I mean, I guess if it was something you didn't like, you could rejoice. Did you have a hand in their demise, or... I seriously don't know what to do. No one does. It's okay. No one knows how I really feel. Do you know how I really feel? You don't, because no one knows. You can't even begin to know what I'm feeling right now. Why do you look at me like that? It's really creepy.
I'm just smiling.
I'm the kind of person that everyone would want to be friends with, of course. But deep down, there's many things going on behind these fake smiles. Ever since my boyfriend broke up with me, everything's been downhill, of course. And I bet you really want him back, but you don't know what to do because now his best friend's hitting on you. Is that weird? Or should you just go for it? Sigh, here goes. Oh my lord. Are you ready for this?
What?
Here goes. Are you ready for this?
I'm ready.
I've been cutting, taking pills, antidepressants, old painkillers, tranks, and made a desperate attempt to commit suicide for the third time.
Damn.
Okay.
She is a sad person,
how's
dude.
That saying go? Fool me once, shame on me. Fool me twice, shame on you. Fool me three times, and it's a cry for help. You should...
or there's Bush's version.
Cutting pills, antidepressants, old painkillers, tranks, and... You've tried three times and been unsuccessful? Like, really? I smell a cry for help. I don't think you really want to end it. What do you think, Ben? Have you ever killed yourself?
I think I failed every time I attempted, in fact.
Have you ever really tried to kill yourself?
Yeah.
How many times?
Oh, man.
Were you just getting attention, though, or were you really like, God damn it, why won't I die? Fuck!
Just getting angry
Can
about
I
it.
Fly, too? What the fuck is going
I
on?
I think probably seeking attention, yeah. I was pretty young. Way, way depressed.
So then
that
you
was bad news.
You share the belief that if someone wants to die, they will kill themselves. But if you try to kill yourself and you fail, then you didn't really want to and it was just a cry for attention.
I mean, mostly, but at the same time, there's like...
Unless the extenuating circumstance, like you're hanging there and all of a sudden your fucking mom rushes in and
or
saves
you. Or like
you
shoot
but...
yourself in the head and you're just brain damaged for the rest of your life or something like that.
Yeah, well...
Because you failed, but you're still like, you were pretty damn close.
That's insult to injury. A little something we like to name things
that's
on this
like
show.
Twice as bad. You try to kill yourself and then you're just fucking retarded.
Like you finally got the balls to do it. You waited the fucking week-long background check to get the handgun because you wanted to make sure. And you fucking miss and blow like your jaw off.
It disappoint everybody.
Everybody, because they were all there like divvying up your stuff. And they're like, all right. Making the YouTube video and shit.
Oh, that's
bad, so desperate attempt suicide three times. No one knows about this at all except for myself, Ben, and about
500 listeners that are listening right now.
2,000 fucking listeners, give or take about 500. And yeah, we know, honey, we know. It's okay. I still love him, and I'll always will. I love that. I probably always. Oh man, I love him, and I'll always will. He'll always seem to put a smile on my face no matter what. He always knew how to give the perfect hug. And just knowing it won't happen anymore, it just brings tears to my eyes. I wrote endless poems and graffitied many things on paper on how I love him so much. I tore them all up. What's the use of it now?
You should be an actor, dude.
I want to be your friend so bad you don't even know. I want to see what that looks like. Like, I really want to see cutting pills, antidepressants, old painkillers, tranks, and 3 suicide attempts on a face. Like, on a face. Like, what? I just want to know what that looks like. I want to know what that feels like. I want to just see it. Like,
you don't want anything to do with that.
I want to date it and I want to try and save it and make it my own and then totally cheat on it and destroy its life again. Oh man, have you never had the urge to just do that?
No.
No. All right. Okay. I guess that's just a little something I like to do. Oh, where am I? Fuck, you can drink. Hours of work and dedication and mostly love gone down the drain like so many turds. My friend gave him a...
She compared her love to poop?
No, I added that part in. Thank you. Oh. My friend gave him a note from me about 4 weeks ago, and he showed it to a lot of people. That got me angry and more sad. It hurts so bad. And what do we do, Ben, when it hurts so bad?
Tranquilizers, pills, cutting.
We cut. There it is. Oh. There it is. We cut. We fucking cut the shit out of ourselves, don't we, Ben?
That's sad.
Oh, man. I lost my spot again, so you can just drink.
No, you drink.
I don't have to drink. That's not the
you
game.
You have to drink bong water.
No.
As discussed earlier.
That's not ever going to even come remotely close to happening.
Hey, Matt
then.
Said earlier that...
Negative, I did not say. You said...
Just take a shot of bong water and scotch in the future.
You
it's
said
half
shots,
and
I'm like, I don't have any scotch. And then you're like, well, I'll bring scotch. You can have bong water. And I said, nah, dude, I'm
and
good.
Then I said, I'll make him and he said, all right,
no,
we'll give that a try.
I said,
yes, you did.
Actually, I think I said something like, why are you fucking talking still, Ben? The show hasn't started.
No, I'm just saying.
You're getting on my nerves.
Nerds?
On my nerds. Candy? So, I still love him. I could talk, whatever the fuck. I cut. I miss the hugs, the phone calls, the hugs and everything. I cut myself some more. I disobeyed my dad's rules, but I didn't give a fuck. Because I'm a rebel. I'm a cutting rebel. Because I was doing all this for him. I've never loved anyone before like this. All I do is think about him constantly on my mind day and night. I love him to death. I'd die for him. Nay, I'd kill him and then myself.
Wow. Wow. That's a lot of thought process.
I'd die for him if it has to come to some point like that. I pray to God things will change, but so far, nothing. Do you think it hasn't changed because she's just not applying herself? You need to spend more time working on you and less time cutting, taking pills, antidepressants, old painkillers, tranks, and 3 desperate suicide attempts. Oh, nothing. I wish I had the courage to talk to him, but I don't know if he wants to. I basically cry every night on my bed telling herself. See, that's what I want to see. Like, what does that look like? Just
her crying?
Yeah, well, just like that person and then in that situation, like just a fucking mess, just crying and then like cutting and then reaching for the tranks and then the fucking pills and then the cutting some more. Like, I want to see that bloody, teary mess of a person. And I want to shake her hand and be like, thank you. Oh, basically, I don't know what to do. And if this continues, God knows what'll happen. And oh, yeah.
I'm only 13.
What?
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 Huh?
Is that real? Does it say that?
Oh, yeah. I'm only 13.
What? That's fucking insane, dude.
Three suicide attempts by the time you're 13?
Wow.
I would seek professional help after the
third. I think her parents
need
to probably raise her better.
Yeah. Where probably. Are your parents?
Why aren't they helping you?
Do you
this
have
one?
Parents? Is this? Are you in a group home or an orphanage? So she's like, I don't know what to do, and if this continues, God knows what'll happen. I kind of know what'll happen.
I got an idea. She'll I got fail a pretty, four more times.
Four more suicide attempts, a bottle of Tranks, and some fucking knife slices later.
Ugh.
Ugh. Do you imagine waking up to that every morning?
I have no affiliation with that.
Is that not what your girlfriend's like? What's your girlfriend's like? What's her name?
Which one?
The one you're with now.
What's your girlfriend's name?
I don't have a girlfriend, thanks, oh. bud.
What?
So what's your girlfriend's name? Are we not talking about her?
Yeah.
Okay. I told... No, wait. I had this friend for a while who had a younger sister. No big deal.
Right.
After a while, she came on to me, and we had sex. Kind of a big deal.
Her younger...
Huh?
Reread all that, because I think I missed what happened.
I had this friend a while who had a younger sister. So say you had a younger sister. Oh. I'm banging her. Because after...
Put yourself in her shoes.
Because after a while, she came on to me, and then I banged her. She found, or hold on, then you found out about it, and now me and you were no longer friends.
That makes sense.
Really? Like, hey, can we all just,
let's hang out, get a bottle of vodka.
Me and your little sister were talking, and we were wondering if you and your girlfriend wanted to come out with me and her to dinner at TGI Fridays, our treat.
No.
Huh?
No.
She's graduating 10th grade. I mean, that's something for celebration, you know? Celebrate good times. Come on. Oh, so I don't feel bad. I'd do it again. Of course you would, because you're the dude. And you know what, though? She probably would do it again also, even though right now she says she feels really bad.
But she doesn't.
She doesn't. She's just getting attention.
That's all she needs.
So do you have a little sister?
No.
Okay, so hypothetically, would you still be my bro hound if that happened? Would you be like, dude, I'm getting a brovorce?
If you were
a brovorce here.
If you were a scumbag friend and you're boning down my sister,
yeah.
But
so it's either one or the other. You either be my bro and we bro down and do bro hound type things, or you can bro down on my little sister.
No, I'm just saying, like, if you were a total douchebag, I would not be cool with it. But you're Matt.
Right.
So I'd probably let you bang.
If I was Matt, I could just bang your little sister and it'd be like, whatever.
Yeah, that's
safe. Just Matt. He's just being Matt. That's what he does. It's kind of his thing, you could say.
Oh, here comes Matt.
Hide your little sisters. I told my flatmates that I hate Kanye West, but the more I listen to his new album, the more I love it. Sad smiley face.
What?
I don't know. I don't care for his music.
I thought some of his earlier stuff was really good. Like,
really?
The production was
good. See, I never listened to enough of it to know. I just heard whatever the fuck I heard on the radio, wherever the fuck I was at that had the radio
on.
Oh,
yeah, that sucks.
I was like, this is
And you
crap.
Probably heard the same song over and over and over.
Right,
and then
probably.
Got fed up with this shit. Yeah,
probably.
I could see that.
So, speaking of commercials real quick, this is something just I noticed while
we
I was having dinner.
We were talking about commercials?
Well, weren't we?
I
don't
we
do
talking
that.
About
don't
Kanye
do
West.
That to me. Well, we are now. So when I was having dinner at the Tamarack, they have these big widescreen Vizios
up
on the thing. And like, I don't have TV here. I just, you know, watch whatever. But I was watching the TV there trying to, you know, take my mind off of all the and shit. And I saw this commercial for beer. And you know how usually like on beer commercials, it's like drink responsibly.
Yeah.
This one, and I don't know if all of them do this now because I don't watch TV. I just happen to see it there. But this one said, live responsibly. Like, you can, I don't know. There was just so many things that was like, this you're telling me to live responsibly. I'll take that to heart. Thanks, Budweiser.
Like the corporation supporting alcoholism.
It seems so weird. Like, drink responsibly, I can understand. Like, we make some shit that will fuck you up if you drink enough of it. So
if you're
do it
irresponsible while you're doing it.
But, like, now we need, hey, we need to have an intervention in your life now. I feel you're not up to the Budweiser Löwenbräu par standards for living responsible. it seemed weird to me. I don't believe in myself. Do you believe in yourself, Ben?
Yeah.
Fuck yeah.
Why wouldn't I?
I know, right? It's like me, dude. It's all I got.
I'm like the coolest.
When it comes down to it, it's me, myself, and I, and that's it. Solus ips, man. I believe in myself, and fuck y'all. And if we were out in Glacier Park hiking around and we saw a bear and I tried to pet it and it got all pissed, no. You fucking know that I'm faster than you, and I don't have to be faster than the bear. As long as I'm faster than you, I'm good.
I'm faster than you, I bet.
Because I respect myself.
While you're smoking cigarettes?
It's a short sprint by the time the bear grabs your ass. I'm good. I question my authenticity. Have you ever just sat around and pondered your own authenticity? Like, man,
am I real?
Am I
Is such this real?
I'm such a fake fuck. Holy shit. No, it's cool though, because on my butt I have a certificate of authenticity with a serial number on it.
Fucking engraved into his skin.
Yeah, it's a tattoo, but whatever. It was a little joke.
That was a joke?
Well, no. The certificate of authenticity on my butt was a little joke between me and my tattoo guy. Never mind. I'm afraid of.
That's really ridiculous. You explained that to me when I obviously understood the situation.
You don't, though. That's
I get
the thing.
It. I know. I get it.
That's your whole shtick. You just don't understand anything, and you make people have to over-explain things just nonstop, constantly.
Wait, when was that?
Like 2 minutes. Fuck you, man.
Yeah, Matt.
So
you're feeding into
what
it.
Frame of mind do you have to be in to just be like
to sit around and question your own personality?
Like, I've been fucking baked, but I have never been like, am I real? Like, I've had dreams, I guess. Like, if you're talking about that, like, you wake up but you're still dreaming, and then you wake up for real, you think like, I might still be dreaming, like that kind of shit.
And you don't, yeah, that's crazy.
But as far as just like normal everyday life, like, I'm 100% authentic, man. I don't know. That seems weird that you would. First of all, you don't believe in yourself. So because you don't have a belief in yourself, does that make you any more inauthentic? And you're just, you don't exist?
I think that his whole statement's in regards to low self-esteem.
Probably.
He should probably work on that.
Yeah.
If I had to give him advice, I'd say, hey, work on your self-esteem.
That's what we try to do. First, we ridicule. We break you down to nothing, and then we build you back up from
And we
scratch.
Give you advice.
Well, that's the building
it's
up
great.
Part. Thanks.
Oh, it's like a combo.
What?
Yeah, it's combination.
It's like body blow, uppercut, body blow, like a combination. I'm afraid of quarters, the coin. Not the drawn in. I don't know. Not the...
What?
I'm afraid of quarters. The coin, not the fraction.
Is that...
Oh, come on. That's awesome.
Is that real?
Yeah.
Did you say that?
No, it says the coin. I know it's insane. I mean, I am the one that's afraid of them. I know it's insane. But I'm afraid I'll choke on them and die. Like,
wow.
I can spend them in shit. I just can't get them too close to my mouth because I'm afraid that George Washington will
dive into my throat,
deep throat me and take me down under. That's horrible. That's like our most worthwhile coin. Like, could you imagine going through life not being able to use the quarter? Fuck. Example one right here, I could no longer do laundry. That motherfucking shit only takes quarters. Like, what the fuck?
Yeah, game over on that.
No arcade games. Speaking
no
of
arcade.
Game over on that.
Yeah.
That's all it'd be. You'd be in there just playing the game over screen. Did you ever do that when you were a kid?
play the...
No. Like, you didn't have any quarters, but you just, like, pretend like you were playing on the game
yeah,
over screen?
Totally, dude.
Holla. Why you wouldn't know you? What I mean. Why wouldn't you? That's, like, the best part about it. So, what else couldn't you do, man? No more... You couldn't park in metered parking?
You can't buy Shasta Cola out of a vending machine?
You couldn't use vending... Well, you could use dollars, but you couldn't
get
your change.
But not out of Shasta Cola, because they only take quarters.
Really?
they can't afford, like, the Pepsi style that takes, like, $20 bills.
Right.
It shoots out, like, $20 worth of quarters when it's done.
That's awesome. It's like, you thought I was going to give you bills back. Got you, bitch.
Yeah,
now you got a pocket full of quarters, and you're afraid of them.
and you're
Do you think maybe, like, something happened? Like, why are you afraid of quarters? What happened?
I don't...
Maybe he was molested by a roll of quarters? By a dime? a 10-sec? No?
By 10
what would happen? Here, let me rephrase this. what would have to happen to you involving quarters to make you afraid of them?
No,
afraid that
it.
You'll choke and die on them.
I just can't think of anything that would cause me to fear quarters and need them.
Like,
well,
I could
them,
punch
but...
you the fuck out with rolls of quarters in my fists and you would still...
I would still spend them and I wouldn't fear choking on them.
what if I rammed them down your throat?
Just... I might... Well, I'd be at that point, yeah. I'd be
what if I strapped you to an elaborate death trap that was a chair with a 5-gallon plastic jug above it, but instead of water, it was quarters, and I strapped you into the chair and put the fucking jug in your mouth, and then I opened it so all the quarters just fell into your mouth? Would that make you afraid of quarters?
Is that a real question?
yeah.
I mean, yeah, I'd be terrified. That's crazy.
Simply terrified. You're a prick. All right, a couple more here, and then we'll do some news. And I hope somebody got some clues to deuce if we could. I always wear a sweatshirt or long sleeves, even in the summer, to cover my hairy arms. you know what other kinds of people tend to wear long sleeves or sweatshirts all the time?
Alaskans.
All right, I'll give you that. Touche. That's what I was going to say. Damn it. No, junkies, actually.
Oh, yeah.
You know that
true.
Or not, but they
no,
will
I
wear
did know that.
To cover
I met a girl
their...
that said she was a junkie. She was shooting up methadone and Roxy's, whatever the fuck that is.
Roxycodone, nice.
Yeah,
nice.
She was
instant
shooting
release
those.
Oxycodone.
She looks like a 14-year-old girl.
$10 to $5 per mil on the street, if you're wondering.
I don't
That's
want
just
those.
What I heard. I heard Ben sells them, even though he's on probation. You know, I was going to bring
terrible.
That up. How pissed would you be if you actually got a talking to because of this shit?
I
oh,
would
man.
Not. I'd come on the show, but I'd
would
break
you
shit, and I'd watch Brady cry.
And what? I'm just kidding.
Yeah, it's all a joke.
Can we hear from your point of view what really happened that night when you ate mushrooms and peed your pants?
Dude.
Because I kind of felt bad about that for a while.
Like,
because that was
know,
not
how,
my fault.
How
cause
often?
I hold on. I warned you.
You did.
It was not
square.
My fault. But I did still feel kind of bad because you got like grounded for that the whole rest of the summer or some shit.
No.
So here, let me finish up the last one here. And then I want to discuss that with you before we do some news. The last one here. The scariest thing in the world to me is quarters. That's weird. Just like that other guy. No. It's hearing that it's inevitable to become like your parents. Ooh, that gives me the chills.
I don't want that.
Not that my parents are bad, of course. They're actually nice people. It's just my biggest fear in the world to be anything like them at all. I'd rather die. I would rather die than grow up to be like my parents. But hey, my parents are nice. Hey, don't talk bad about my parents. They're nice. I'm just saying.
I don't
want to
be like them.
I would rather die than be like them. But they're nice. You know, I like them.
Huh.
Yeah.
Hmm.
Do you see that at all? Am I turning out to be like my father, perhaps?
Your father?
Yeah.
Isn't your father dead?
Yeah. Come on! Are you turning out to be like your parents?
I hope not. Actually, my dad got deported to Mexico, and my mom lives in Arizona, so I'm actually nothing like them so far.
Have either of them been popped for drug charges?
My dad's Mexican. God only knows.
Yeah. Is he?
Really, yeah, he is.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay, so take us back that fateful night when you took mushrooms and freaked the fuck out. What fuck happened to you, Ben?
Well,
you used to be such a nice kid.
Do you want to hear all the whole story? I could give you the whole story, the details.
I'll take either or. I don't really give a shit.
Well, we all know, these mushrooms are potent. I got them from a friend of mine.
Right. That was my bad cat.
So
does it rhyme with cat?
And so my friend's like, hey, let's go ahead and put these in like a coffee grinder so they'll hit you harder and faster. And I was like, great idea.
Remember telling you that.
I can handle that. Not.
And not? Then, yeah.
So my friend Rick and
Sweet setup.
My friend Rick and I went and so we did that. We put them in orange juice. Went to a friend's house. We ate them. Or we drank them in all this orange juice. We're going, I'm listening.
So you did do the coffee grinder trick.
Yeah.
And put it in a liquid and just drank it.
Just straight slammed it. Straight up orange juice, too.
Holla.
Whatever. Yeah. Supposedly, orange juice can completely influence a mushroom trip.
I heard that's bullshit.
Yeah,
I heard the same thing about LSD. Drink orange juice. It's fucking, it's all in your head. I guarantee.
Okay, well, if it's all in my head.
It's just like people that say they got high from smoking mushrooms.
I drink like 2 quarts of orange juice, so if it's all in my head, that's fucking whatever. So I'm listening to The Dark Side of the Moon. We're cruising up to Senior Keg 04.
Okay, let me stop you right there. What the fuck made you think it was a good idea to hallucinate on that much the way you did it and go to Senior Keg?
Not a good idea.
Right. That's what I'm saying. Like, what influenced you to want to do that? Like, you didn't even seem like the kind of person that would go to a Senior Keg.
We just
kind of
went.
Go to one totally tripping nuts.
Tripping fucking balls.
Okay, so you go to Senior Keg. How does that work out for you?
Rick hops out of the car and starts crying immediately.
What?
I swear
to God. Just all of a sudden, all right, and we're here, and tears.
And he hops out and he's like, dude, my hands got cut off by lasers. And I was like, what? And he was seriously tripping, seeing this shit. It was super dark out. We're by a lake.
Did he still have hands?
He did still have hands. So then I went and stared at a fire for a while. Talk to people. I wandered off into this camp and I met up with these people and I was like, dude, I'm tripping. And they're like, no, go back to your party, like everything's cool. And they're cool.
Like not a camp part of the Senior Keg,
like
another campground.
Yeah, I wandered over.
You just roll into some fool's campsite going, oh, I'm tripping, hey, yeah. I'm tripping.
Pretty much.
Wow, Ben.
Well, no, I didn't say it like that, but I was just like, dude, I totally ate some mushrooms and I'm tripping balls.
Let me say this right now. If you know somebody or you yourself sells mushrooms, you should make a test that whoever you sell them to has to complete before the sale is final, I think. That would save lives, and we're all about saving lives here on the Jam Hole.
Yeah.
Okay,
yeah,
so
you're right.
Yeah, doesn't that make sense?
That does make sense.
Like, if you would have had to fill out this big old long survey and shit,
I would have been like, "Fuck it, take them back, man. Screw
exactly.
that."
Exactly, and then that never would have happened.
This is true. You would have saved my life.
There we go.
Oh, there we go.
That's
okay.
All I wanted.
So then,
I just wanted an acknowledgement from you that.
Good, you
Thank
got
you.
It.
Thank you.
So now here we are. I'm tripping, looking at a fire, wandered off from the campsite, go back. Finally, we go back to town. I remember. This is where it's like just flashes of memories and kind of blackouts. I don't remember a lot. It's like, it was seriously.
Really?
Like, it was like pulsations of like
right.
this memory.
The breathing shit.
That
and
I
then,
can't remember that
and
much.
And then the circular thoughts start happening and then you're fucked.
Yeah. You know, Matt knows.
I know, dude. I'm
he's been there.
That's
I'm sure he's pissed his pants too. Just
I've never done that,
it.
Though. I've never like
you
freaked out
tell
like
me.
That or pissed my pants.
You did tell me at the time, though, that people. That you should piss before you eat your mushrooms because you'll piss your pants afterwards.
No, I said you should piss before and poop before because any kind of things that involve bowel movements or having to pee while you're tripping is just so weird and totally not fun that you should do it before you start. You
yep.
shouldn't like
yep.
be like, oh, I'm going to eat some shrooms and then go take a shit. Like, it's just, it's so weird. And then, I don't know. I wouldn't trust myself wiping my own ass and being clean, like, afterwards if I was totally tripping. And, yeah, I don't know.
Okay,
I'd probably come running out with shit smeared all over myself.
Sick, dude.
Just like,
all on your fingernails and just like, yeah, oh, let just me touch you.
Awesome.
All right, so then we went to McDonald's. I wasn't even hungry. I hit on the chick at McDonald's. Thought she was hot. I tried to fight a kid. I talked shit to a kid.
Okay, let's
this hold is just slight memory. Slight, very slim.
Why was the kid excuse me. Was the kid talking shit to you or
no?
You just rolled up to him and was like, "Hey,
no, we
faggot pussy," and then punched him.
No. Didn't I? Well, there was one dude, and I saw him, and I was just talking shit, and everybody's like, "No, it's cool. He's just tripping." And then I saw this other kid that had a Spitfire hat, and I used to have a Spitfire hat. For some reason,
you tried to make the connection. He was like, "Bro, get off!"
Yeah,
me.
He was not broing down, dude. He was just like, "What the fuck?" And I was just like, "No, sick hat, man. No, it's cool, dude. No."
Were you like being all touchy and weird?
No,
like
no.
You tend to get. You know how you tend to get.
You know how you get.
I know how I get around you because you tend to get that way, and then
it's because of you though.
It freaks me out.
All right, so then
I didn't think I was capable of such feelings, and it makes me really uncomfortable. You know.
Is this what?
Are we uncomfortable now? Okay.
So then I went to Target. I was like, "Fuck, Target, I gotta walk home."
Excuse me.
Target.
Thank you.
Sorry.
We're classy.
I'm classy.
Stay classy, San Diego. Yeah.
So, apparently I, like, broke the center console of this kid's car.
What?
Like, yeah, like, I, like, punched it really hard, I guess, and, like, shattered this huge piece of plastic, which I didn't even think I was that strong.
Why did you punch it? The kid you're fighting with?
No, I was just, like...
This was back in your friend's car.
Yeah.
After you fought the
other
kid.
This is Tarjay. I didn't fight anybody. I just talked shit.
Oh, okay.
And I don't know why.
Groped his hat.
No, I didn't grope any hats. They said he had a nice hat.
Okay.
Because I could relate, because I used to have a similar hat.
Yes, it's nice.
People that wear the same clothes are usually the same person.
Really?
Yeah.
That's weird.
It's like they're clones.
What about chicks that wear guys' clothes?
It's like they're men.
It's like they're men.
All right.
Awesome.
So then we go to...
What'd you buy at Target?
We didn't. We were just there. I don't really know. That was just like a slim. Apparently, he was driving.
Just a drive-by?
It was a drive.
Seeing who's kicking it at the old Target.
No, he had to meet someone there because he worked there at the time. So did Rick. I don't know why we would go to his work while we were tripping. That doesn't make sense. But it was pretty late. So...
Really? That doesn't make sense to you at all.
What? Why? No, it doesn't make sense. Okay. Why would that make sense?
I just want you to hear it.
I just want you
I want
to know.
You to hear how ridiculous it sounds like.
It was late.
Chelsea says those are called dykes, actually.
Dykes? Oh, if they wear boy pants?
Right.
Dykes?
Or men. Same thing.
Dykes, men. Okay. All right.
WVs, man. It's
or they
all
listen
the same.
To the Cranberries or something.
Right? Do you remember that ridiculousness?
No, I was... not into that at all.
Me either.
I was into Marilyn Manson.
Me too. Okay, so continue, please.
If you'd quit interrupting,
well, I'm
distracting
just,
me.
Sorry.
Yeah, you're right. Okay, so then he's about to drive off because he's sick of my shit, and I'm like, no, don't do that. And so I go to dive in his car. Like, well, I open it while he's driving off, and like I was chasing him, and then I got back to my house somehow, and they had like pushed me out. And, like, my mom was there, I kind of remember, and I was in the house.
So they just brought you to your house and just, like,
fucking
get out?
Out. You're done. We are
and you're
done
just
with this.
Tripping, and yeah. Your parents were home.
Yeah, my mom's
busted.
There.
Busted.
And, like, I'm black out tripping,
are you, like,
dude.
Before
I don't
peak or after peak or
this
during
is like,
the peak?
This is full-on acceleration.
Nice.
Like, everything that
your
was leading
parents,
up to.
The first people you could... possibly think of that you really want to see right
yeah.
Now.
It's like, take me there.
Oh,
please.
Thanks,
no,
guys.
It's great. So
no,
then
I really wanted to.
I'm blackout tripping balls, dude. And I wake up, like I have flashes of like screaming obscenities. And I'm
wow.
Just, and I'm like crying.
Of you or someone screaming them at you?
It was me screaming them.
Really? So you're just out of control by this
like,
point.
Like, I do not have control over my body, dude.
You're not helping our Let's Legalize Mushroom campaign.
No.
I'm just kidding.
Okay, good thing we're not doing that.
No, I know. You know that thing we were talking about doing? Yeah, that's a no-go.
That's done.
That's a huge abort.
So then, like, I I'm like, Mom, I'm tripping balls so hard. She's like, I fucking know you're tripping. And I'm just like, sorry, I was yelling. I didn't mean to freak you out. She's like, yeah.
She said she know. She's like, I know you're tripping. She's like, I've done these things before.
No, she was just like, you don't think I know when people like you were doing drugs like that?
Well, plus your pupils were probably pretty fucking
probably
dilated.
Probably the size of quarters.
And I think a parent to their, like, we between friends, like, we'll look and be like, oh, your pupils are dilated. It looks funny. But, like, a parent to see their child yeah. like that probably freaks them out a little bit.
A lot, I bet. Yeah.
Unless you're my dad.
Unless you happen to be someone
then,
that did it and
then
had a kid.
Your pupils look like it also.
It's like a mirror match.
It's like, whoa, I do kind of see myself.
So then I'm like, oh, sorry, Mom. And like, I'm laying there with piss all over.
I'm sorry, I ate mushrooms, Mom.
I'm sorry, I ate mushrooms, screamed at you, swore, broke shit, fucking pissed my pants, woke up in a blackout frenzy. I'm sorry about that.
At which point did you piss your pants?
I don't know.
It
was at the house. It had to have been. Like, I only have these flashes of blackness, really.
So, did they take you to a hospital to get it out of your system?
No.
Or did they
My mom's like,
go
chill.
To your room. You're fucking grounded forever.
I was laying there. I was like, Mom, I just got to be calm. I just got to lay here. She's like, okay. She got back in bed. I'm still laying on her floor because I'm just fucking out of it.
Out for an account.
And and I was like, Mom, put on a movie. I'm not feeling so good. Oh. So check this.
She's like Nightmare on Elm Street, the scary one.
She puts on Bruce Almighty.
Yeah.
And I'm tripping.
Yeah, that's kind of weird, the whole God thing.
And that's...
I could see that.
It played backwards while it was playing, like, in my mind.
What?
It was, like, hallucinated. It was probably one of the only serious hallucinogens I've... That's probably one of the only times I've had something like that happen, where I've hallucinated to where I saw shit happen. Normally, it's like this watery, like, liquid wonderland of crazy.
It's the silk screen effect. The wavy screen.
The wavy, yeah. But this time, it was full-on fucking sea shit, and I've never happened that.
Hallucinations, not visualizations.
Like, things are coming at me. I look at this black light poster my mom had on her wall for some reason, and I see...
Just for you.
I see the chick from The Ring get... out of that, like digitally, like walk out of that, and it
did she do that creepy thing she does, all like weird and jerky and
yeah, and
creepy
it was her
looking.
Face, and I'm on mushrooms, and I'm tripping, like still, like I'm coming down a little. I have control over my body,
my bodily functions.
Yeah, I had changed.
I already peed. All right,
no, I had like changed into sweatpants. At that, I was already in sweatpants, so I had to have went to my bedroom at some point. I must have. I think I showered, but I don't remember.
So then you peed, and she came down and found you on the floor?
She got out. Like, her face showed up in the middle of this thing, and then she got out, and I was just like, what the fuck? Like, you don't – how do you handle that while you're fucking tripping balls on mushrooms?
Right.
How the fuck do you handle that? So then I was just like, focus on the movie, man, because, like, otherwise you start getting this whirlwind of thought, and you start crying and tripping and freaking – next thing you know, I'm watching Bruce Almighty, and I'm like, dude, am I really God? Like, what's going on? You know, like, the movie plays
why
backwards.
Do I smell like pee?
And I look up at the ceiling, and I, like, all I can see is, like, the shadow from the top of a lampshade up there. So I see, like, a circle with a cross in the middle, and there's this weird flicking finger that I saw, and then I totally don't remember anything out of that. After that. I'm pretty sure I just went to sleep. I had to have went to my bedroom at some point.
What was the meeting like the next morning? Just total awkward tension, like
at the
breakfast table? Or
no, my mom...
They left by the time you had gotten up?
Yeah, and like you say them.
She didn't wake you up like before she left, like your ass is mine when I get off work.
No.
You got 8 hours to do whatever the fuck, because when I get home, your life is
over.
Over.
Cut. No, dude. She went to work. I'm guessing I got up and smoked pot and hung out all day.
Right on.
I'm guessing that's what
so
I
did. So then
she
got home, and then what?
Probably talked about it. Probably let
her
know. Well,
tell her, like, did you get fucking yelled at?
I don't remember. No, I didn't get that.
Just grounded for...
Nope, I don't remember getting grounded either.
She didn't call the cops?
Nope.
Really?
Yeah.
Just, she did the whole, I'm very disappointed in you.
I think she was just kind of scared.
With the finger.
No, nothing. I don't even remember talking to her the next day, actually. I remember the blackout parts of the trip more so than I do... remember talking to her.
Yeah.
I don't think I talked to her.
All right. Well, that's interesting. I was just curious as to what really happened. Cause
I don't know how I feel about
that.
That
was, how long ago was that? That was a few years
ago,
wasn't it?
That was probably like
How old were you? Like 17 or 18?
Shit, I had to have been 17 because that's what...
Let's just say you're 18 for the show's sake and...
I was young.
Yeah, I was like 12.
I was 10.
All right. Well, you ready to do some news here? Episode 120. You got some news stories?
You're going to
do
some news?
Well, what we do is flip a coin, as you may know.
You may not know.
Call it in the air.
Heads. Dropped it.
I do that sometimes.
Heads.
Heads it is, you motherfucker.
Okay, so.
All right, so do you know how we start stories? I believe you do.
Today's story is called. No, I don't know.
How many episodes have you listened to?
Like,
I need to pick better co-host next time.
Four-ish.
All right. When you read the headline, you say this one is called, please.
This one is called. Oh, that makes sense.
Right?
Yeah. Sick. High five.
High five. Thank you.
All right. Swedish boy collapses after playing World of Warcraft for 24 hours straight. I thought this was going to be interesting. I got a friend named Darren.
Dirty Darren.
Yeah, and he's played for, I want to say 32 hours straight.
What do you think the record is? Is there a world record?
Oh, dude.
Can anyone in the chat room listening live right now please find what the world record for longest time playing World of Warcraft? Please, thank you.
If you find that, it's worth $5 in the mail.
Don't say that, because they will find it.
And I also want to say, I think some dirty meth head out there has probably played for like 5 days straight. Just getting lost in that shit.
I don't think dirty meth heads call Guinness. I don't think you can be on meth. I think that's considered cheating. Because then everyone would just be on meth and do
and play WoW and, like,
and do world records. Like, well, I did the longest this. Well, were you on meth? Well, yeah.
Well, duh.
Were you not? No, I was. I was just checking. I was just making sure. Okay, sorry. Go ahead.
All right. The 15-year-old was playing the game with his friends.
Of course.
When he suffered what appeared to be an epileptic fit.
Yes!
It was reported in Sweden.
Yes!
Epilepsy is not something you want.
It's definitely not something you want to catch.
They played all day.
Is epilepsy an STD? Can you get it from fucking epileptic chicks?
I hope not.
Because how fun would it be to, like, set up a little video screen of like a bunch of crazy just nuts fucking bright flashy colors and then like start fucking her and then grab the remote and just turn it on and like fuck her while she's having a seizure.
Make like an
could you imagine what that would feel like? It'd be like a big giant vibrating person. That'd be so awesome, I bet. The jam hole. Oh god.
Okay,
why do we do this?
That is, we fucking are so bad.
But you can imagine that, right? All right?
Yeah, well, I can imagine it. I'm just thinking this epileptic porno you want to make is going to happen somewhere because
I don't want to film it.
Now somebody's going to, I mentions the film.
Sure hope so.
If you guys do that, if any of you do that.
Email info@thejamhole.com because I would love to watch it.
Seriously, make that a website and set it up and you can be our affiliate. It'll be cool. All right? So...
Pizza Cookie says 52 hours, 13 minutes, 10 seconds.
How many?
52. Holy Christ.
That's like 2.5 days.
Hi, my name's a hermit. Nice to meet you.
Hello.
52 hours, 13 minutes, 10 seconds. Chelsea says she found one 120 hours.
That's one of the tweakers, probably.
But with health issues. Really? What type of health issues would come to your body after 120 hours of straight World of Warcraft?
It's just wow. Wow.
Everything is just wow. Could you, at that time, could you differentiate between the real world or the World of Warcraft?
Do you think you were some fucking wizard?
Oh, actually, Cookie says he totally just made that up.
Cookie isn't Kyle?
Yeah.
Oh, hi, Kyle.
Hi, Kyle.
I didn't know you were out there, dude. That's
he
sick.
Is out there. So he totally just made that up, though. So I'm going to have to say that's probably about right, I guess. I don't fucking know.
Should I go on?
Yes, please continue. Sorry.
They play it all day and all night.
Of course they do.
Maybe they got a few hours of sleep.
I doubt it.
They ate a little food and breakfast at their computers.
I doubt
that
also.
The boys' fathers told the collapse post in Whoa, that's
so
crazy.
So, do you consider Pop-Tarts and Rockstar breakfast?
Straight Mountain Dew, Twinkies, Rockstar, and Red Bull.
And maybe leftover Domino's from dinner.
From like 2 days ago?
From when we first started playing. Hey, you remember when we first started playing WoW, like last week? Dude, my,
remember that pizza we ordered? I'm hungry again.
I'm totally stuck to my seat.
Oh my God.
That
All
would
right.
be amazing.
Doctor
would
said,
you geek it for fucking...
No.
No.
Oh,
not
man.
At all.
If you guys want to see something...
Do you remember some of our LAN parties? We played, like, Unreal Tournament for, like, hours
I never did.
And hours.
I never went to a LAN party.
Oh, okay.
I just want to say, though, go
Pizza
out...
Pizza Cookie says, I am not Kyle. Really? I totally thought it was. Because Cookie's name is Cookie, and he delivered pizza, so I just assumed it was.
Hey, that makes perfect sense.
Right?
Hey, you have to change your name, buddy.
Nah, whatever.
Okay, anyway. The doctor said that his son's bodily functions had been struck by a combination of sleep deprivation, lack of food, and long periods of concentration from playing the game.
A plus five lack of food? Enchanted? Oh,
holy
man.
Shit.
Can we put that on his grave, on his tombstone, please?
Plus five.
Hey, what do you want on your tombstone? Sorry. That was funny to me for some reason.
Probably. The new game went on sale on Thursday. The boy collapsed at his home in Laholm, Western Sweden. He's expected to make a full recovery. But
I sure hope so. A full backup recovery.
I hope
of
so.
All
so
files.
He start playing again.
I know. Did
he's probably
you,
got a level 60 by now.
Because you backed up all of your player stuff, so now you just have to make a recovery and you're good to go. You're back in the world.
But his father issued a warning to parents of other keen gamers.
Please.
Yeah. That's what we need, a parental advisory on video games some more. That's retarded.
Hey, parents, have you seen your kid in a couple days?
Yeah.
Hey,
take
parents.
Take him fishing, for Christ's sake.
Hey, parents, where's your kid at? Oh, is he in his room? Has he been there for like 3 fucking days? Has your internet been really kind of laggy lately? Like for the past few days? Huh.
Oh, wow.
That's weird. The internet suddenly slowed down. I'm not getting the bandwidth of my porn that I'm used to ever since little Jimmy went into his room.
3 days ago.
I haven't seen him since. 3 days ago.
Jesus.
But all the Twinkies are gone. The Twinkies and Sunny D. That's
and
weird.
That Rockstar we stocked up on at Costco Wholesale.
I know. He just like slides little notes under his door. Needs supplies. And a colostomy bag, if you could.
Sick, dude.
That's dedication to the guild.
Should I keep going on
Please.
This? They also think the boy needs to reduce the amount of time they play. And we'll
No! No! Is that your medical opinion? No! Man!
Play less WoW, guys.
No!
Come on.
Hey, guys. I'm gonna and that there's a prescription for your health, as Steve Brule would say. Play less WoW.
Wow.
Oh,
at least
man.
2,000 people queued in London for up to 18 hours when the game went on sale.
Of
last
course
week.
They did.
Some have expressed concerns that youngsters could become addicted to
no!
World of Warcraft.
No!
Whoa,
no!
Wow, man.
No, that's bullshit.
So I heard, I read this somewhere.
Word on the street is.
When you start staring at a television or possibly a computer, your cerebral lobe in the back of your brain gives off this chemical
Excuse
that
me.
Says, hey.
Excuse me, hold on. We call it your cerebro.
Cerebro?
Your cerebro lobe.
Jeez.
Thank you.
All right. So,
should we read out of the bro cab book? I have it right over there.
So anyway.
Okay. Sorry.
Okay. So.
So what about your cerebro lobe?
Your cerebro lobe goes off. It gives you this chemical that causes comfort, and once you get
melatonin,
that,
or is that serotonin?
I don't know if it's either of those. I think it's something else. But when you sit there, you
up.
Drink a beer, and you get all warm, and you're staring at the TV. Your body goes into this fucking, like...
douche mode, I like to call it. D mode.
Or it's like that, what's that called when you're driving and you can just, like, not have to have your hands on the wheel and you can just keep going?
Awesome.
Yeah, okay, you go into awesome mode.
Cruise control.
You cruise control.
Autopilot, if you will.
Yeah, you autopilot your way through this TV adventure. That's basically what happens, man. And you
created of whatever you're watching and the advertisements
which
that
is basically
are in the middle.
What our government has to feed you. That's why these people are getting fucking brainwashed out on this.
Well, that was the whole Timothy Leary how to operate your brain thing again. Yeah, the whole light from your TV, from what they program, passes through your pupils, hits your brain, and your reality is created from that.
Well, here's the fucking... Here's
the proof.
This is what it is, man. Is that shit, and you're this super comfort zone, and going out and being in nature isn't your comfort zone anymore. And that is
because
completely...
you can't control it. When you're right there, excuse me, you can control every aspect pretty much of what's going on. When you're out there, there's variables that come into play that you have no control over.
Like bears.
And some people, like bears, for instance, exhibit A. So you have, or like nature in general, it can make you uncomfortable really quickly.
Right.
So people like to not have to deal with that.
So they like to sit home and
that's
watch
like,
porn all night.
Right. That's like when camping turned from going out and actually camping to going out and renting a cabin and all that shit. It's
like
you're
let's take the RV out so we don't have to think about shit. We'll
it's
get digital
your,
cable launched down to it and we'll just chill.
You bring all your creature comforts and your convenience with you everywhere you go.
What happened with fucking backpack and a tent, dude?
People are lazy nowadays,
God,
man.
God damn it. I grew up with kids like that, like Zach Thomas. Straight mountain men that would hike up into the woods for 5 days straight, dude. That's how I grew up.
Whatever happened to writing letters?
Yeah. Yeah, exactly.
Do you remember writing letters? My grandparents, again, with them, they would always, because they would travel all over the place, and they would always, like, come back with, like, names and addresses of people they would want me to write. They're like, oh, we stayed with this wonderful family, and they had a son or daughter that's almost your age. Here, I told him to write you, and here's his address. So now you're pen pals. I had, like, fucking 10 fucking pen pals by the time I was, like, 16.
Wow.
Like, thanks, guys.
I've never had that.
Yeah.
I bet that was
you
nice.
Must just not have grandparents that love you.
No, yeah, they did.
Oh, man. So is that for that story?
Let me see here. Some of my clients will
he's
discuss
gonna recover,
playing games
right?
14 to 16 hours a day. What? Some of my clients will discuss playing games for 14 to 16 hours a day at times without breaks, and for those, the consequences are potentially very severe.
They will discuss playing games for 16 hours while the other 8 hours is spent actually playing games, right? That's pretty sweet. Where did we go wrong, Ben?
Where did we go wrong?
Where did we go wrong as a society?
I don't know, man.
To where that kind of shit is reality.
Yeah, dude, that's kind of like, I just want to talk, let's talk about
that. I saw
a
documentary that compared World of Warcraft. We talked about this on an episode a long time ago, but it compared World of Warcraft to heroin addiction, and it was just comparing addictions, and what they ended up finding out was that heroin addicts or people that play World of Warcraft, whenever they're doing the thing that they do, you know, like the same exact spot in their brain lights up on the scan they did. So a heroin addict shooting up, the brain patterns were the same as a person playing World of Warcraft, like leveling up or doing something that moves them forward in the game.
Except for that's more productive than heroin.
How you figure? We talked about this before, too.
You can get to level 60.
So. Cool, dude. All right, well, what did you want to talk about?
No, never mind. Go on.
All right, well, this one is called Vicar Stripped to Dog Collar. Do you know what a vicar is?
I don't.
It's like a man of God, you could say. A reverend, if you will.
He's stripped to man collar?
Stripped to dog collar. Shocking truth revealed about swinging Reverend Randy orgies. I love it when orgies involve God. Swinging vicar Teresa Davies defrocked herself in front of a couple, begged them for sex under pictures of Jesus Christ, and tried to seduce the husband by saying, and I quote, "I'll wear my dog collar."
Wow.
What would you do if your church leader came up to you and was begging you for sex under pictures of Jesus Christ and tried to seduce you by saying she would wear her dog collar?
That's...
Would
fucked.
You do it? Would you go for the gold, as I like to say?
No.
Would you bring it home?
Would you
bring home the beef, as I also like to say? I don't know. It depends what she looked like. Not if she looked like this lady.
But his unimpressed wife refused to have an orgy because the religious paintings put her off and she didn't fancy the reverend. She's like, for one, it's creepy that you're coming on to me in front of pictures of Jesus. And for two, you're kind of a minger and I don't really want anything to do with you. Just last week, Randy Teresa insisted she was not a swinger, saying, quote, "It didn't appeal to me and Mick. Never tried to talk me into it." Her husband is Mick. But her claims astonished a couple she tried to have sex with for months. The woman said, quote, "Although Tess never had full sex, she enjoyed other sexual activity with my husband." Hey, Ben, have you ever had full sex? Like, going all the way? Like, a home run? Like, I don't know how else to put it. Full sex.
I can't take that serious.
Oh, man. I wish I was a reporter sometimes. Although Tess never had full sex, she enjoyed other sexual activity. Well, what else is there? She preferred 3/4 sex. Sometimes a 33 and a third sex. But never full sex. That's so awesome. Oh, man. I do wonder, like, blowjob, that's not full sex.
That's, quote, half sex.
That's yeah. Sex would be a 69, I think. Or no, because two halves would make
that'd
a whole.
That'd be 69%,
that'd be a full.
It?
That'd be the full sex.
That'd be like almost 7/10.
It's like a menu. Do you want the small, medium, or large sex? I'll have the full sex. Oh, man. Fill her up, please. 87 unleaded. Full sex. Oh, man. Quote, I can't even do this. Are you serious? When you and your wife go home and go to bed at night, are you like, you start touching her, honey, you're like, "Honey, I don't want the full sex tonight. I have a headache. Just the part sex, please.
Just the half.
Just the half.
I'll take the half course.
Just the tip, please." Quote, "I was confused by her story and her comments about not being faithful because we were swinging, and that's what people do when they swing. They have full sex. And she was having plenty of fun with my husband, if you know what I mean." The woman's husband added, quote, "She wanted to have sex with me and said she'd wear her dog collar to turn me on. That was obviously her fantasy." Oh, wow.
What church is this, dude?
I have no idea.
Oh, man.
I hope it says.
Is it the Catholics?
Earlier this month, Teresa was banned from working for the Church of England for 12 years after a tribunal was told of some of her boozy antics. She could blame it on being drunk, though. As we all know, that is a legitimate excuse in today's day and age. You can totally pull out the old, "Dude, I was fucking wasted. That wasn't me. That was my broly devil." Like, it wasn't me, man. And it's okay. It's sanctified action. Do you want to read a passage out of the Brocabulary book?
I do.
Just pick a spot.
Anything?
Anything.
And it'll come out.
We already covered the 10 bromandments.
Okay, so we're at Player Palaver?
What?
Player Palaver.
Would you like me to read it? Maybe you're not up on the bro speak.
Okay.
Here, I'll read it. Let me see.
Okay, the top one. Top one, everybody.
The pompliment? That's a pompliment. A pompliment is when you compliment her in a pompous, arrogant manner. "I don't really dig blondes, but you have nice hair." That's a pompliment.
Nice.
The barkeeper timekeeper is when you strike up a conversation with the girl who's waiting for a drink next to you by telling her that the bartender is slower than a retard stuck in quicksand. That's the barkeeper timekeeper.
I've seen that actually maneuvered in bars before.
Has it worked?
No. Very rarely. Usually the chick ends up getting her drink and then goes back to the boyfriend,
and
like the table where her boyfriend is. The Jean-Claude Van Scram. When you threaten to kickbox the Harassanova who's hitting on her. So I would imagine a Harassanova is a dude just trying to cock block you. Yeah, I'm just going to say I'm absolutely correct with that. There is the skeeves drop is when you start with, I couldn't help but overhear. That's your skeeves dropping. Oh, I couldn't help but overhear. You have herpes. I don't know. That's skeeves dropping. And then there's the gray poupon, and that's when you ask her to borrow something. For example, excuse me, miss, are you using that salt shaker? And then you cue the rump shaker. All I want to do is zoom, zoom, zoom. I don't know. The scorgy, that's when you and your bros hit the club, and it's a veritable orgy of scoring digits. Dude. It was a total scorgy in there. We emerged chictorious. And then I'll read one more here. This is scrumungus. And this is used to describe a boner so humongous it's fit for the screwing. Like, bro, I was skeeves dropping and I hooked up this fucking chick. And I was so scrumungus, bro. He wouldn't believe. Sometimes you get a presidential erection, and that's a chub so big that Hail to the Chief starts playing.
Oh my God.
If you're walking around with one of these full-on robot chubbies, you might call it a pantler. Oh my God, I have to interview this guy on the show, dude. I've interviewed one author from this book, Stuff White People Like, and that was pretty fun. I think this would just be so amazing. A pantler says it looks like there's a unicorn antler in your pants. Right. And then the screw cue. Sorry, one more. This is good. An imaginary list of girls who might want to do you. This is the screw cue. Ranked first to last, of course, according to when you plan to do them. Channeling your hoe flow is just like being an air traffic controller. To keep track of who is cleared for landing and which hoes are in a holding pattern, you're going to need a to-do list noting the quirks of each girl. Maybe one of them gets lonely on the weekend. Sure, Friday is guy day, but keep her in the screw queue till a Friday night when you're keeping a low profile. Do you ever keep a low profile?
No.
Oh, man.
I mean, maybe I should, though.
This book is so fucking amazing.
It's, yeah.
Okay, so where
were
we?
Is that a goal of yours, to interview every person on your bookshelf?
No, just the ones that write books that I find amusing.
Like the Necronomicon?
We could interview H.P. Lovecraft. No, I don't know. Who wrote that? I don't know.
What about Yogi?
No, we're not going to interview yogis. Can I continue my story? Okay, so.
Yes.
The woman's husband added, I already read that, so you can drink. Earlier this month, you know, I already read that, so you could drink again. Excuse my face. The mom of two insisted last week she had never had sex outside her marriage. So it's not outside your marriage if you're swinging and your husband's with you, right? Like, that's all kosher, right?
What? If you're swinging with your husband, that's cool.
That's in the fam. Like, that's fine.
Yeah,
that's
dude.
A-okay. That is, you are clear for landing. Yeah. But our couple, who asked us not to reveal their names, of course, met the Reverend Davies at Swingers Club Chameleons in Darlaston, West Midlands, in August of 03. The venue, one of Rev Davies' favorite haunts, has a dungeon with a rack, shackles, and grope box where victims are sealed inside while other members fondle their bodies.
What's a grope box? That's exactly
it's where
what
victims
it was
are sealed inside while other members fondle their bodies.
Wow.
Hey, Ben, what's a grope box? We should build a grope box. No?
No.
I'm not saying for, like, you and me to just...
I'm just saying, well, if we
bro
build
down
one...
on the grope box.
The bro box, dude.
Oh, wow. So, I don't know. I think that'd be a little, a nice addition to the Jam Hole studio. A nice little grope box. That'd be awesome. What do you think it looks like? Just a box with a bunch of holes in it for sticking your hands in? Like a glory hole, but with more
Except
holes?
Except for, like, the girl that gets trapped in there should get, like, a pair of garden shears. So there's like a danger aspect to it, too.
You gotta be quick. It's like whack-a-mole, but it's like snip a limb or something. Snip a limb. That'd be awesome. And then, like, the grand finale is the guy putting his dick in there and trying not to get it snipped off.
The snip a limb box.
And it'll be, like, different every time. Like, one time it'll be the guy's wife, and then one time it'll be the guy who cheated on him with, and then, like, we'll change it up and shit.
And we'll switch up the weapon, too. It'll go from, like, garden shears
right,
to,
like chainsaw.
Yeah.
Colt 45.
To, like,
sometimes it'll be chloroform gas to put the girl to sleep so the guy can just totally get, like, in there and grope
it'll
her.
It'll be, like, an axe or possibly a hatchet of some sort.
Possibly a buck knife. Possibly.
Or like a meat tenderizer.
Oh, a sledgehammer, possibly. Oh, fuck, we are amazing, Ben. I just want to, can I take this moment to thank you for coming here tonight?
You're welcome.
I was gonna do this by myself. Would you believe that?
Yeah.
Can you imagine what a show of just me doing it by myself would be like?
I'm Matt.
Me with like 10 different voices.
And doing like 20 things.
Yeah, 20 different things. Okay, yeah, thanks for that addition.
He'd do 20 things, guys.
Our couple, who we shall call Alan and Claire for shits and giggles, were among a couple of dozen writhing naked bodies in a huge jacuzzi when they first saw Teresa walk in. Hello, nurse.
Hey, Teresa.
Hi. Oh, hey.
Hey.
I'm just over here in the grope box. Don't mind me.
What you doing tonight?
Oh,
I'm
no.
Just going to the grope box.
I gotta get my licks in, if you know what I mean. Oh, thank you. All the men, this is a quote, Claire said, all the men gazed at her huge 36G boobs. Which she flaunted. Of course she did, because she's an attention whore.
I would, too.
If I had fucking 36G super boobs, fuck
I'd
yeah.
I'd probably keep them to myself for I hours would... at a time.
It's his mommy time. I'd be all like, bitty. And I would just suck my tits all day.
What?
What? I would breastfeed myself. Bitty. And Alan, 41, continued... Quote, she put her hand below the water and started touching me up, full sex style. She was extremely turned on. You know how, and I was enjoying it too. You know how I know she was extremely turned on? You know how, like, when squid are in water and they get scared and they shoot that ink out and they, like, girls when they're, I don't know if you know this or not, but when chicks are in hot tubs and they get wet like that, seepage goes into the jacuzzi water and it turns it a weird misty color.
Gross.
Like, you can always tell when a girl is getting all fucking sexified and ready for fucking sexy time in the hot tub, because it just looks like just ink, like a squid.
Matt's
just imagine a cloud of inky.
Sick, dude.
Either that or she was on the rag. I don't know, but I would imagine that
it could be both.
That could have been. Could have been. I thought she was just wearing, like, extra lipstick. That's weird.
Thought her hair dye was coming out.
Oh. So, she was extremely turned on. Full sex style, right? I was enjoying it also. This went on for about 40 minutes. The couple swapped phone numbers. They got digits. And back home started chatting online. Uh-oh. This is where it gets troublesome. Teresa soon confessed she was a curate at a church in Worcester. She later became a vicar in Daventry, Northamptonshire. One Sunday afternoon, after Teresa gave a service, you know what I mean, in Worcestershire, she returned home to find Sunday school teacher Mick chatting to Claire and Alan via their webcams. uh-oh. Alan said, quote, she asked what my fantasy was, and I told her chatting with her via these webcams was my fantasy, and she said, oh, okay. She asked what my fantasy was and about her, and I joked I'd love to see her just in her dog collar. Raunchily, she took off her robes. Could you imagine her, like, raunchily taking off her robes, just all raunchily?
Like,
just,
body fluids flying just everywhere.
Oh, hitting and, like, in the eye and gunk. Shit. Oh, my eye. Oh, it's all smelly.
Through the webcam.
That's so
through
gross.
Through the webcam. It,
that,
like,
is so gross.
It fucking teleports through it and splashes your face.
So, but it's funny. It's like, I joked. I'd love to see you in your dog collar. No, but really. And then she raunchily took off her robes. Quote, soon she was stood there naked in just her collar. She started touching herself all over as we watched. She seemed very turned on and brought out a sex toy to continue the fun. We were all on the webcam for about 2 hours that night. Hey, guys, you want to come hang out at the bar? No, I'm good. I'm going to just hang out at home. Well, what are you doing? Oh, nothing. Just checking out this new webcam, you know, showing people my dick and stuff.
I couldn't do a service tonight. Oh, yeah, what are you doing? Nothing.
I'm sitting on my webcam jerking off to you wearing a dog collar for 2 fucking hours, but not full sex, because that would be a no-no. That would be a sin. And I'm religious. I don't know if I told you this before we started this whole swingers thing. Like, I'm religious. I believe in God the Father Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, and in Jesus Christ, his only Son, our Lord. I believe. So, let's just not do full sex, okay? Anything but.
It's safety zone as long as it's not full sex.
That's right. What do you think their safety word was?
Full
Hallelujah?
Sex.
Oh. Okay. Oh, fuck. Reverend Davies tried to bed Alan when she was wearing her church robes at the vicarage. She tried to bed him.
What's that mean?
I think she tried to rape him. Oh. She took him and Claire to a windowless room called The Den, which had a sofa, 2 pictures of Jesus on the walls, a computer, and the webcam. Oh, yeah. Ugh. Mick suggested they have a foursome. Claire said Tess was very keen. If by keen you mean horny, then yes, she was. She was peachy keen. Quote, but I just couldn't do it because there were pictures of Jesus looking down everywhere. It didn't seem right. Because, according to you, Jesus isn't up there in the fucking sky always watching it what the fuck you're doing. But if there's a picture of him, then he's, like, really paying attention to you. So if you're ever anywhere and there's a fucking picture of Jesus, you better be on your best fucking behavior because he's looking at you, kid. But, like, when you're just out not near pictures of Jesus, he can't see you.
Yeah, good call, man.
That's naughty time right then and there.
Wow.
But if he sees you, you better fucking Hail
Mary.
Definitely
spread some light on that. Definitely.
Fucking amazing.
Wow.
I could do it anywhere else, but not right here. You're a...
God.
All right. Well, that's it for that story. So...
That girl's dumb.
Dumb.
All right. Is it my turn?
Yes, please. Read a story. I'll read a story and we'll get out of here.
Dude, this one's bad. This is ridiculous. And this one's called Workers Tell of Abuse at Cheesecake Factory.
What?
Workers tell of abuse at Cheesecake Factory.
I love cheesecake.
I fucking love cheesecake.
I fucking love cheesecake.
With strawberries?
I'm okay with that. Just plain cheesecake. I love it.
Yeah, it's good.
I used to love at Baskin Robbins during Thanksgiving and around this time, they had cheesecake and they had pumpkin pie ice cream. And if you get those both mixed together, oh, wow.
It's like coming in your mouth.
It is kind of. Sorry, Chelsea just asked me a question.
Oh, okay, sorry.
Do you want to hear the question?
Yeah.
I don't know if I'm supposed to read this on the show because it's in a private message, but I'll share because there's other guys here. So as a guy, answer this, Ben.
Yeah?
As a guy,
is this for both of us?
Sure. Do sex toys make you feel like you don't do the job well enough?
No.
Not, well, it depends. See, that's why I kind of wanted your point of view also. But see, to me, it depends. If she's getting a sex toy because you're not doing the job well enough or maybe not often enough, then yeah. But if you guys are both like picking it out, like say it's a ass to ass double ended dildo, like for her and you, then no, I would say. What do you think, Ben?
I think if if you suck at getting the job done and she gets one, then you should be pretty disappointed like
in yourself. If she gets one and hides it from you, then yeah.
Yeah. If you find it like a month later, if you find it's obviously been used.
If it's in her naughty drawer and she gets all like weird when you wanna like look in her naughty drawer and then you find that in there, then yeah.
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 I would agree with that. But if it's just like for you guys to
if
have
it's
fun,
like a
if
sex
that's what you want to do,
or,
then that's cool.
Yeah, like what kind of sex toys are we talking about here, Chels?
Elaborate. What the fuck?
Are we talking like butt plugs and fucking dildos and ticklers, or are we talking like blow-up sheep and real dolls? How cool would it be to have a real doll? She says to use together, not alone. Then no, if it's together, then I would say...
Oh, yeah, no, that's cool.
No. I mean, are you picking him out and then like overpowering him with them, or like strapping him down and being like, "All right, spread him." So, all right. See, I think we helped somebody tonight.
Nice.
She says, "Ew, no butt plugs."
What a pussy.
I know, right?
Okay. So, this one's called Workers Tell of Abuse at Cheesecake Factory. Bryce Fitzpatrick is working at the Cheesecake Factory at Chandler Fashion Center.
So, is this a place... Never mind. I'm an idiot.
When he was promoted from server to food expediter, a step toward management.
Yes. Hey, that management spot, that's where you want to be. That's what you work your whole life to get to.
To have that title
that's
on your name tag.
That's the place in... That's where you need to be.
Good call. One day while he was inside the produce walk-in to hunt down watercress, the door suddenly swung open. About 10-plus cooks and dishwashers shut the lights out, Fitzpatrick recalls. Oh, I read that weird. A guy grabbed me from behind and made me put my butt on top of his genitals.
What? So you're working at the Cheesecake Factory. Let's just assume right now, for argument's sake, it's a restaurant. Is this a restaurant or is it an actual place where they produce cheesecake?
I think it's a factory.
Okay. So regardless, this should not matter where. You work.
Jesus Christ.
You're working and all of the sudden you just get ransacked by like five bros. But they're not your bros. They're like somebody else's bros.
They're like their own bros.
Right.
They're like a pod of bros that attack you.
A pod of bros.
All right.
And they just fucking grab you and start rubbing genitals together?
On your butt. No, no. Grab me from behind and made me put my butt on top of his genitals.
So he grabbed you from behind and said, "Put your butt on my dick." And you were like, okay.
You didn't fight. Well, there's 10 of them holding them.
What?
You can't fight
what
that.
What kind of sick party is this?
Yeah, that's not cheesecake. That's gay cake.
That's gay cake. That's the quote for the show right there. Write that down. Thank you.
One cake. One cook grabbed Fitzpatrick's right leg and held it up
cake,
in there.
Blue cake.
Another
Sorry, read
held
that again.
His left leg. Two other men grabbed Fitzpatrick's arm.
So, like, arms. You are fully restrained. You're a man, and you are fully restrained. You're not going anywhere until you rub genitals.
Sick. That sucks, dude.
Dude, what?
That's a bad situation.
Is this in your job description? Like, were they like, so what will I be doing here? Like, cleaning or actually? Well, you'll be working the factory press, making the cheesecake, and having to have anal butt sex with the coworkers.
Whoa, you gotta let me read this next part.
Okay, sorry. Is that weird? Like, does that happen at normal place? I've never worked at a cheesecake factory, granted, but, I mean, is this normal
is
office
this casual?
Procedure? Yeah. It's like, hey, just hanging out by the water cooler when
hey,
all
it's
of a sudden,
Thursday. We're going to wipe genitals.
It's a genital rub Thursday. Sweet. Fucking right. Sweet.
During his tenure at the restaurant, he suffered the attacks more than 20 times, he said. In interviews with the Arizona Republic, two other former employees of the restaurant chain described being similarly grabbed and held down by coworkers while men simulated sex with them.
That virtual simulation, that's so horrible.
A fourth worker, a manager, told the Republic of seeing firsthand one of the attacks and threatening to fire the offending workers. Now lawyers are involved.
If you keep trying, if you keep simulating gay sex, I will fire you.
It might happen. You be careful.
Do you? Is that something they teach in managerial school?
God.
Like what to do if a mutiny breaks out and all of your employees start rubbing genitals together?
There's a bro to bro hump down.
It's like in case of bro to bro hump down, break glass, and it's like a big fucking like instruction manual and a big fucking protective suit and shit, a big chastity belt.
Holy shit.
What the
dude.
Fuck? What? Hey, how's your business, Cheesecake Factory? Do you guys get a lot of work done in between all the fucking ass to ass, dick to dick genital rubbing? What the fuck? Sexual harassment much? I mean, no. Wow. I almost wish that would happen so I could sue the fucking shit out of whoever that did that. And then later, dude. I'm going to Amsterdam and Switzerland.
Or just chilling.
Or just chilling here.
And mowing down some cheesecake.
Bro to bro hump down. Aw, yeah.
All right.
Hey, Juicy Fruit says, I saw a porno with a chick farting on chocolate cake. They're getting... Porn's been around for so long.
They're getting weird.
The
running
fetishes
out of ideas.
Are getting so specific. It's like, wow.
Like, I really want you to fart on this cheesecake.
But
come
no,
over.
It's got to be chocolate, but it's got to be that yellow moist cake on the inside. Like, it's so specific.
Damn.
Like, dude. Hey, what are you into? Oh, I, you know, the usual anal, normal. I also
farting
like
on chocolate
chicks
cake.
Farting on cake and, like, really?
I saw
I like,
porn.
I like working at the Cheesecake Factory and getting my fucking ass just renovated. Oh my
I
god
saw a porn
how
one
are your
time.
Benefits well the pay sucks but man my ass gets fucking cleaned out if you know what I mean woo
ick
sorry
all right
I'm getting all excited
yeah all right the U.S. Equal Employment Opportunity Commission field filed a lawsuit.
Oh, please claim gay rights, please.
In July against
it's
the
It's our right. It's our right. We can do this because we're gay. We're allowed. Well, I'm not. Well, it's okay. We're allowed to. Hey there, shady, shady, fag, fag, shady, shady, fag, fag. How do you do? Please, sorry. I apologize for interrupting you. Continue.
After Cheesecake Factory answers the lawsuit in court, depositions will begin.
Oh, can you imagine the judge that has to see this fucking hearing?
What? What were you doing?
You did what? 10 years, all of you, for being little fairy faggots.
I hope to God this is in Texas. Where was this?
Oh, God, I hope.
If it's in Texas, they're all going down.
God bless Texas and nowhere else. Just right now. You can just right now.
Where was it?
I don't know, but continue with the story, please.
Oh, sorry.
It's okay. Okay. It's okay.
A trial could be 2 or more 3 years away, said Catherine Cruz. Much civil litigation settles before it goes to trial.
Of course.
Jesus. Up to 3 years before they get like sexual harassment.
Well, what
sexual assault, dude?
What kind of
jiu-jitsu?
What kind of judiciary system would we have if you could have a court case over and done with while whatever happened was still relevant?
Or
say.
If just maybe you could have the right to a speedy trial without having to waive it
that's
before
not
you go to court.
What do you think you are, human? This ain't America. Oh, wait, Whoa. This is America.
I thought we set the bar a long time ago.
Yeah, but then we
broke it.
We gradually lowered it.
We fucking jujitsu'd the fuck out of it. That's what we did. Good
oh,
God.
Man. Well, we'll see you in 3 years. Meanwhile, enjoy that.
Hey, we'll see you in 3 years. Don't bro down on any dudes at the Cheesecake Factory between
God.
Now and then.
Do you think that's just the greatest place to work? Like, everyone's just so happy and cheerful.
Throwing down 24/7. Like, oh, yeah, let's hump this dude and rub his ass on my balls.
It hits 5 o'clock and there's, like, this thing that happens and they all go to the middle and start dancing and broing down and rubbing genitals. Oh, man. like Coyote Ugly, like on the fucking thing.
Except for like in cheesecake and not liquor.
Yeah, exactly. And like not in front of everybody, but just for themselves.
Just for fun. We just do this for fun.
Hey, what happens inside the Cheesecake Factory stays in the Cheesecake Factory. All right, well, is that it for that story, or is there more?
There's hazing of a sexual nature is not uncommon. A psychological from sexual hazing, including sodomy, is a national phenomenon.
Really?
Apparently, sodomy is casual now.
All over the place.
Yeah, it as a national phenomenon.
Is this Gomorrah? Are we at the end times?
It's more commonly found among high school and college athletics. Or in fraternal organizations such as the military or law enforcement.
Like the bro demographic.
Like the people that actually are supposed to be doing something with their life or helping other people are broing down on anuses.
Dude, there's like three.
It's a phenomenon.
It's something like a phenomenon. Jeez. There's like three places I deliver to and there's these guys in there. And you could tell like they're not fresh out of college, but you know they've been out of college for say 5 years.
Yeah.
But they're just still like hardcore bros. And like since I'm the water guy and I dress, you know, the way I do, but I have a work shirt on, but I have my hat on and shit. Like I'm a bro too, apparently. So
yeah.
I'm in there and I drop off their water and they're like, "Oh, how's it going, bro?" And I every time it's like, "What do you say to that? Do you just
I'm not just, your bro, bro.
I'm at work and it's like, good, how, you know, like, what do you say? Like, all yeah, right, dude. Bro. Like, we're not bros.
Dude, the demographic.
I've never hung out with you, ever.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying, dude. The demographic of a bro is so wide now that anybody's a bro.
It's.
You could slightly, look at me.
It's a widespread panic, you could say.
It's a phenomenon.
Something like a phenomenon.
It's like a John Travolta movie.
You should have to know somebody for at least a week
before they're a bro.
No, just before you feel like you're comfortable saying bro to them.
Yeah.
I think. Can we do that? Can we please do that? If I deliver water to you, can you just, for one, it would be fantastic if you could just pretend that I'm not even there. But if you have to acknowledge my presence, just do that for me, please.
Just don't call me bro.
I should get a shirt made that just says bro on it.
That says awesome. Don't call me bro.
Instead of Matt, it just says bro. Hell yes.
Matt bro.
All right. Sorry.
All right. So that story is basically done.
All right. Well, I'll read one more and then we'll get the fuck out of here. Right. Apparently there's no clues to do, so that's fine. This one is called Court Orders Iranian Man Blinded. A court in Iran has ruled that a man who blinded a woman with acid after she spurned his marriage proposals will also be blinded with acid.
Really?
Which goes to show that two wrongs really don't make a right.
Wait, where was this again?
Iran.
Wow.
Hey, didn't we just get done liberating you guys? Hey, how's your law system working out? What's that? Eye for an eye? Sounds good to me. We'll see you over there in America. That's so fucking awesome. I'm all for that. What do you think about that? Eye for an eye? Might as well.
Just straight splash acid in someone's eye?
We were all behind the whole boom, you're dead law, where like if you just do anything, you just get killed. But I mean, you could, you know, make that a little more lax and just say eye for an eye, I guess.
What if instead of like...
Do you think this was our idea? Like, didn't we just set up your government so maybe we could come back home and you guys could function on your own without bombs going off
the
every
first
10
thing they do
fucking
is
minutes?
Fucking...
They're like, okay, so I guess we have to vote on this now? Durka Durka? Muhammad Jihad? Like, what are we doing? The punishment, this is so great. The punishment is legal under the Islamic Sharia code of Qai, or equivalence, which allows retribution for violent crimes. Let's base our modern age 2008 civilization on a book that was written like 8 billion fucking years ago.
Wow.
No, not that long, but you know what I mean.
Probably about that long.
But, I mean, it's the same basic idea. Treat others how you want to be treated. I guess if you go and throw hot burning acid in some woman's eyes, then I mean it's only fair, right? That's almost saying though that over there women are treated equal. And I don't think that still is the same, is it? So why would you burn out a man's eyes if all he did was burned out some woman's eyes? Like, there's more women, right? Like, do you respect them that much now? Or is that something
Are they real now?
Is that something we did? Do they still have to cover themselves up and shit? How did he see where the fuck her eyes were? Oh, that's how, because they're the only thing exposed. He just aimed for the fucking exposed spot and burned the shit out of her.
Acid.
The court also ordered the attacker, 27-year-old Majid Muhammad Durka, to pay compensation to the victim. That's insult to injury.
That's intense.
That is awful.
You have to buy her what?
The acid attack took place in 2004. The victim, Aminena Bahrami Muhammad Jihad Durka, I really hope you didn't just break that, went to Spain for surgery to reconstruct her face, but efforts to restore her sight failed. The ruling was a response to her plea to the court in the Iranian capital Tehran for retribution. Quote, ever since I was subject to acid being thrown on my face, I have a constant feeling of being in danger, she told the court. The only thing that can make that feeling go away is if you let me burn his face with acid. Miss Brahmi was also said that had also threatened to kill her.
Wow.
She's like, oh, and by the way, he also threatened to kill me.
Not only that.
So can you go ahead, throw the acid in his eyes, and then threaten to kill him, and we'll call it even. Cool.
That kind of is even.
I know. Done and done. Oh, man. Well, you got anything else before we get out of here? Hey, can I read one more quick story?
Yeah.
Just real quick. This one's called Man Says God Ordered Him to Ram Vehicle at 100 Miles an Hour. Just want to throw that out there. God is doing great things back in the world. It's good to see a sign from God every now and then. From San Antonio, Texas, a man who rammed his truck into a woman's vehicle on a highway early Friday told authorities he crashed into her while going more than 100 miles an hour because, of course, God told him she needed to be taken off the road. Really, God? Really? I rip pages out of a Bible. We desecrate your Holy Communion on a cruise ship out in the middle of the nowhere. Nothing. You're cool with that. But this dude, you need to have him take this chick off the road by ramming into her at 100 miles an hour. Cool. The truck rear-ended the car on Highway 281. Both vehicles spun across a median, then came to a stop along a barrier in the opposite lanes. Both drivers suffered only minor injuries. Quote, he just said God said she wasn't driving right, and she needed to be taken off the road. Glad to see God's watching out for our highways now. That's so great. Oh, God must have been with them, because any other time, the severity of this crash, it would have been fatal. The pickup driver did not tell police how the woman was driving. Police could not find alcohol or drugs in either driver. They were both wasted on Christ. A psychiatric eval has been ordered for a man. And that is it for that story. So, anything else you want to say before we get the fuck out of here?
That was 2 hours. If you sat through that, you're fucking awesome.
You are amazing if you sat through that. The Saturday show with Braden was 2 hours, too.
Oh, what? I thought you were keeping it down.
I'm not trying
hour.
To be a one-upper or nothing. I'm just saying.
Yeah, I don't care
it
if
was
you
like
one-up me, man.
It was 220, too. No, we try and keep it at around like an hour and a half, but I don't know.
We're just having too much fun.
Hey, time flies when you're talking shit. So that's it, I guess. We got fucking everything. Email info at thejamhole.com, thejamhole.com. Emo poetry episode 20 is out. YouTube.com/jamhole. 1 through 20, they're all there. All done, my preciouses. Follow us on Twitter.com/jamhole. Word on the street is Braden also has a Twitter account now, so you know his geeky little ass is going to be fucking freaking out on that for a while. So get in while the getting's good, I like to say. Other than that, we'll talk to you guys fucking Wednesday. I looked at my fucking clock and it threw me off because it said Tuesday. I was like, what the fuck? How did that happen? So, oh yeah, it's a new month. Go vote for us on Podcast Alley if you want. Otherwise, I don't really care. TheJamHole.com. We'll see you guys Wednesday, 8 p.m., hopefully, with Matt. Bye.
I hit the stop button.
You are listening to the Jam Hole. The Jam Hole. thejam, thejam, thejamhole.com.